Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Chicago bringing this back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Holly Wade. She tries her best to bring some order to the mayhem here and does a pretty good job. She's the Director of Research and Policy Analysis at the NFIB. NFIB.com. Please check them out. Their index of small business optimism is the gold standard. That's what we're working off of now. Holly, overall, folks, in the last segment, Holly reported that last month the optimism index recovered from falling off the table is now back to, and I think it's important to point this out, folks. I mean, Holly, for years we reported where the index was during what I call the lost decade. And it's about where it is now. So, folks, we're kind of getting back to where, in terms of sentiment, we're getting back from the whole index standpoint, we're getting back to where we were in parts of 2016. So that's a good metric to think about. Now let's get into the internals. The labor market may shock people with regard to the employment situation, the unemployment things that happened in May. It was amazing, wasn't it?
It was. It was a good, kind of ray of sunshine there that the unemployment numbers were a bit better in May than they were before. Our employment numbers were better than they were before. So it does appear that March and April were kind of the bottom of this crisis, and hopefully we don't revisit that anytime soon.
Any way of knowing? Any way of knowing? Holly, is there any way of knowing if the overall sentiment, the sort of putting a little bit of a floor under the overall sentiment, how much of that was attributed to the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program? Any way of knowing that?
Sure, I think that was very helpful. We know that those who have received a loan, which are most employer businesses, small businesses, that they've found the loan very helpful in business operations and supporting employment and all of that. So it is certainly a factor in the index and also some of the components within the employment numbers.
And back to your sentiment word in your term, small business sentiment in your index, I think it helped a lot of small business owners just to know that they were being helped, that the government was
exactly
trying to help them. Because see, we didn't have this in 08 and 09. We were collateral damage in 08 and 09. We got virtually no help from anybody. We were left to our own devices back in those days. This time they came out saying we're going to help small businesses. And the reason why I think that's important is because there's still PPP money that hasn't been claimed. So when you've helped enough people that you've got something left over, I think you can call that putting a floor under it, don't you?
Absolutely. There's still over $100 billion left in the PPP fund, and so we're making sure, hopefully, that everybody who wants a loan applies for one. You have until June 30th to apply for one of these loans. And they're great support, offering financial assistance to small business owners, not only employers, but also those who are self-employed can take advantage and take out one of these loans. And so that's also important to note.
So what about some of the other indexes? On the labor, did you finish that? Did the hiring thing?
Yep, so job creation plans and job openings. Well, job openings dipped a little bit, so that's not surprising that that indicator for employment is still low and will likely remain low for a while. We might actually even see some of these employment numbers deteriorate just a bit more when the PPP loan support is over for many small business owners. Mm-hmm. It's essentially 8 weeks worth of payroll, And once borrowers kind of move through their loan, that, you know, they might be readjusting their workforces afterwards. So, you know, we might not see quite the improvements that we've seen this month, but it was huge support for many small business owners in keeping those positions intact with their employees.
Well, the hiring will have to be impacted by the fact that the reforming of the CARES Act and reforming of what the Treasury Department put added to the CARES Act in terms of stipulations, reforming those things have allowed small business owners to push out their compliance with PPP. And so I think that'll probably spread the activity out over a longer period of time. You agree with that?
Oh, yes. So many small business owners, especially those who haven't been able to reopen the last piece of legislation, the Flexibility Act, allows for now 24 weeks of a forgiveness window, which is hugely helpful for those who hadn't started using their loan yet and now can use their loan more appropriately for their business operations in keeping those employees on staff and also rehiring over the course of a longer period of time and still able to use that loan. So this will be hugely helpful for many small business owners in making best use of those loan dollars for the intended purpose of the program.
Absolutely. No question about it. Holly, give us the website and tell us how to find the survey.
Sure. So the website is nfib.com, and all of our surveys are available on the website.
All right. And also smallbiz.org, smallbus.org. That's the one that we've heard about over the years. We're going to take a quick break, right back with Holly Wade, and we're going to wrap up the Small Business Index of Small Business Optimism that NFIB produces every month for almost a half century.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.